It's the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Byrne. I am Willie B. Fired up about today. It's all about gears, man. Grabbing them, shifting them, having some fun with it. We're talking Trimic. We have our boy Mike, who's the aftermarket business manager. And you know that means goods, bro. You know that means products.
Yeah, man. And you know, we just wrapped up our 19th season on the Two Guys TV show on Motor Trend. Huge, man. It's huge. So we're going to roll into another season next year. We're getting all prepared. But we blew out the end with some awesome information, man. And I am so stoked. You know, we've been sitting on this for a little while. That last episode's about to air. And this is going to come out right on top of it with some just blazingly awesome news. And I can't wait to dive into it, man.
Yeah, man. It is a game changer. It's funny, bro, because honest to God, I've got out in my shop behind the house right now. I've got two builds going on, both of them featuring the old Trimic, right? Had I known prior to what was on our show, I obviously would have gone that route because it's such a better packaging, you know, offer out there. It really is freaking unbelievable. So I'm fired up for everybody in the aftermarket. I'm fired up for what this is going to do for us. And you're talking world-class quality. You never are gonna lose when you go to Trimic. When you go to a car show, or you go to a race, or you go to anything, you know, where cars are getting tested, and people that really build cars and ring them out are there and in conversation. If you just mention you have a Trimic, you know, it's like next level. It's like, oh yeah, man, that's legit.
Oh yeah,
you know,
oh, you got one of those. Yeah,
okay. It makes everything better.
Yeah, when you think about the Trimic lineup, man, it is super strong. And you think there's no room to fit anything else in there. Like what would you do? Right? You got the T5, which is a great kind of entry level, low horsepower, great shifting, super lightweight, compact little unit. Then you got your TKO, your 500 and 600, you know, your 5-speed.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's a kick ass little box. And then, you know, everybody knows the TR6060, the T56, you know, the 6-speed box with a double overdrive.
Yeah, that's my girl right there, man.
Yay, man, man. I got me two of those. Yeah. And you think, well, what else is there? But these guys have really gone in and rethought and upped the game in a big way, man. Oh.
Yeah, I can't wait to have Michael talking about it. And, dude, this is how far Trimic goes and the weight of a Trimic. So, this is no joke. I traded for a new car. I'll break this out right now. I traded for a new car. Unlikely we'll ever see it on the show. But if we do, it would be awesome. Ask me what I got, bro. Go ahead.
Hey, Willie, what do you got? What do you got, man?
What I traded? I traded one of my old motocross bikes.
Ooh.
A Trimic 6-speed I have in my shop. And a welder still in the box, and $6,000 for a 1972 true 4-speed Z28.
Oh,
and the car's survivors.
Wow,
still has the original matching engine, still has the old rock crusher,
yeah.
You know, 4-speed, still has that stuff in it, but it's a true Z28 numbers matching 4-speed car. And the buddy of mine who is moving. I was just like, man, I love this car to go to you. Let's just make a deal. And we just finessed it. When I threw in that Trimic, he was like, all right, I'll need that. I'll do the deal.
That was the tiebreaker, man.
Yeah, man, it really was the icing on the cake. He's like, he wasn't going to do it with just the dirt bike and the welder and some money. And I'm like, how about I throw in? It just so happens I have another Trimic in the shop that I picked up somewhere. How about I throw that in the mix? He's like, done.
Yes, sir.
So there you go, man. It's worth its weight in gold, or in this case, 72 Z28. So I'm really fired up about that. It just goes to show you they're always in demand. Regardless of your build, if you have a Trimic sitting in your shop, you're going to use it. People are going to be like, oh, man, I definitely want that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I really want to let the cat out of the bag, but maybe we'll just go to commercial break. So when you come back, we're going to tell you, and I'm telling you, man, for me anyway, it's a mental game changer, because I always thought, I knew exactly what I was going to use from a Trimic transmission for whatever application. And now, man, we got some new options in there. And I think you're going to like them. So why don't we skip out for just a quick second. We'll take a break and we'll bring back Mike Kidd from Trimic to give us all the down low and the skinny.
We're going to hit you with enough abbreviations. You'll be saying WTF when we're done. Like, huh? You'll have one or two of your own. All right. It's Kevin Byrne. Willie B. It's the Two Guys Garage Podcast. Back in just a minute.
We'll be right back.
It's the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. Sure appreciate your time. And man, I hope you guys are learning something when you listen to these podcasts, or at least getting excited about certain things that we bring to the table, like we are today. Like today, you might not be taking notes, but you're definitely going to be taking orders. So here is the deal. We have a real big announcement, and it really is. It's cool that Mike has come out and, you know, allowed us to be one of the first people to get our hands on it, see it, and check this thing out, man.
Yeah, no, we brought Mike on a while ago because there was some other huge news. Now, not all attainable because, you know, when we're talking about their lineup, this is on the far end of high performance and just out of this world technology. That's their DCT transmissions. So that's the one that's in the GT500.
Dual clutch transmission.
Yes, ooh, sir. That's the one that's in the new C8 Corvette. So we got some inside skinny, and Termic is like a mile and a half from my house, dude. I could probably chuck a rock halfway there. So I got to swing by, look, you know, meet Mike the other day, get a little peek inside of what they're doing there.
I would have my own parking spot in that joint, bro, if I lived a mile away. Whether they want it or not, I'd be like, this is my parking spot.
I do drive-bys all the time, just trying to, you know, pick up on the essence of, you know, the coolness of Trimic.
Right. Y'all going to throw one of them away?
Yeah. So this new product isn't in a C8. This isn't the, you know, epicenter of, you know, future technology. It's the nuts and bolts and gears that we want, that we need, that we can put in our hot rod machines. So, Mike, thanks for joining us, man. Super stoked. We had one in our shop, so we've had one in our hand. We can legit say that it is for real. So why don't you let the cat out of the bag, Mike, and tell us a little bit about this new transmission.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I appreciate you letting us come on the show and talk about this. But Tremec has released a brand new transmission for the aftermarket, specifically for the aftermarket. It's a new rear-wheel drive, 5-speed manual transmission, single overdrive. It's going to be the new TKX. So it's the next generation of 5-speeds. It's a transmission that's capable of 8,000 RPM.
Woo-hoo! Dog. Dude, you are tickling me, Mike. You're tickling me in spots that should not be tickled unless my wife is doing it.
Man, did I tell you or did I tell you guys, right? Because how do you improve on the T56, the 6060? You don't, because that sucker is just a beast, man. The double overdrive, that thing is super strong. You get the Magnum version, man. You're ready to pound down some serious performance and power. But this guy falls right kind of in that sweet spot, this TKX. Anybody that's familiar with a TKO, I mean, very, very similar in thought, but execution, it's on a whole nother level, right?
Yeah, man.
I got to walk through with Mike some of the details on this thing. And so from a top level, right, if you think about everything that's awesome about the T56 and you take all that technology, you know, the larger gear facing for stronger, you know, more torque output.
Engagement.
Yeah, what he said, 8,000 RPM. So how they're doing the synchros, right, how they're doing the blocker rings, all these things come together to make basically a 5-speed version of the T56. And you think, oh, why would I pick one or the other? But, you know, for a lot of cases, maybe you don't need the double overdrive. And the way they went about this from a packaging standpoint, this thing, they really looked at a lot of our old school muscle cars and said, geez, you know, instead of having to cut up the tunnel, you know, in a Chevelle and all these other vehicles, you know, if we can really work on, you know, how we package this thing.
Package. Yep.
Oh, man, it's huge. And for most of these applications, it's kind of a drop-in, don't modify anything.
Here's what you're really looking at. You're looking at the ability for all kinds of guys in the aftermarket world, weekend warriors, hot rod builders. You're looking at those guys being able to take this transmission and without changing anything, what was the original, you know, spot, you know, and placement of the original shifter, you're looking at these guys can take this packaging, fit it in their tunnel, where before with the Trimic, like, you know what I got sitting out in my shop, I have to do some tunnel work involved with it. Well, now you don't. That same factory position is adequate to get the shifter mechanism, the whole thing through the floor and right in your hand. And they offer different places where you put the shifter so you can customize it. It really is trick in the packaging so that you don't have to, you know, go through all the headache of getting tunnel work. And that's going to save you so much time. And a lot of people, I feel like, you know, they'd never want to cross that hurdle. So they stick with the old, you know, 4-speed or, you know, maybe go with, factory. So, yeah, and it just kills them. It kills the build. And now here's the opportunity to really up that game.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Mike, what was the spearhead to kick this off? Like, you know, that'd be a pretty big undertaking because that's not necessarily, you guys are OE transmission. So you're out there always cutting edge, you know, delivering what the OEs are asking for GT500s and Vipers and Corvettes, etc. What kind of got you guys really thinking, we need to do something specifically for the aftermarket to really help these guys out?
Well, you know, we, as you said, we are the OEM manufacturer, right? So we do create those products for the OEs. And, you know, we listen to our customers. We attend all of these shows throughout the year. And we gather that feedback and we go back to the plant and we tell them what, you know, what the customer wants, right? I mean, there's guys out there, we were missing the mark on a couple of these vehicles, right? Take the GMA body. A guy's got an all original car. He doesn't want to cut his floor.
No.
And if he wanted to put in a Magnum, you know, a 6-speed, he had to cut the floor. If he wants to put in a TKO, he had to cut the floor. With this new TKX, it's slimmer, it's rounder. We shaved, I believe, 11 pounds off of the TKO and 26 pounds off of the Magnum. It fits right in a GMA body without modifying the floor at all.
That's amazing, man.
So it's just taking that customer feedback. Yeah, taking the customer feedback and going back and looking at what we do from the OEM side and combining those two and coming up with a product that's perfect, you know.
Well, Christmas comes early for a lot of hot rodders, muscle car guys, and the likes this year because of this. This is an opportunity we really haven't had before. Explain a little bit about how you tackled the gearing, the run out, you know, the gear selection and so forth, so that people are aware of what exactly they're getting, you know, because it's such a big upgrade. You definitely want people to be aware of what it's going to do to their ride.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, if you look at the current 5-speed, the TKO 5 and 600 foot-pounds, right? And then you look at the Magnum, that's 700 foot-pounds of torque. When we looked at this transmission, we said, what are the best attributes to the TR6060, the Magnum, the TR3160 that's in the GT350? What are those? It's synchronizers, multi-cone synchronizers. You know, when you get into a multi-cone synchronizer, you've now have multiple surfaces that you're spreading that load across, which allows you, you know, to increase the capacity of the synchronizer, meaning we can get a shift at a higher RPM. We've looked at the torque ratings and said, well, what did we do right on the 6060? We increased the gear width, right? So the tooth width is wider. When you increase that gear tooth width, you've increased the torque capacity of that transmission as well. So taking that 6060 and moving that into a 5-speed, where you've got larger diameter, narrow synchronizers, it allowed us to increase the gear teeth, the width of the gear teeth on those main shaft gears. It allowed us to put cage needle bearings underneath every single main shaft gear, so we had greater support. Instead of loose needles, we've put larger tapered bearings in the box. I mean, just taking all of those good things that we've done on the OEM side and bringing it to the aftermarket in the next generation of transmission.
Yeah, what's cool is you guys did all that rework, and then you know, most people have heard of a top loader, right? And that's pretty much the TKO used to be, as a top loader, the way it's assembled and put together. So you guys went, to get that package, you went to an in-loader design, which I believe is even actually stronger and better, but it's more compact in the areas that are of most concern. So like we said, it can fit right in the tunnel most of these vehicles. And, you know, I typically buy the six-cylinder version of some cool car because I know I'm going to cut it up and do all kinds of things. So maybe for a guy like me, I don't mind, you know, messing with the tunnel. But yeah, when you've got an all-original car, man, who wants to do that? You know, a lot of these guys will pull the motor out and put something else in there, so they always have that original, you know, numbers matching engine. Well, if you can do the same idea with a transmission, right? Just bolt this one in. Have a hell of a good time for the entire length you own the car, but you know you always have the original transmission and engine, the original sheet metal, everything like it is. I mean, to me, that is an absolute game changer. And it certainly just makes it easier for everyone that wants to put one of these in.
Yeah, certainly. It's a great product. I mean, you know, when you can, just like you said, take a 4-speed out and drop this in and you're making minimal changes. Drive shaft. That's it. Cross member replacement. Nothing else. Everything else comes back up in the original spot.
When you say things like, 26 pounds lighter than a T56, when you say 8,000 RPM, when you say compact, right, I'm thinking there's a whole slew of vehicles out there that we normally don't go to with our brain, because this is a new thing. Like, how many track day cars, you know, how many race cars, how many anything in that kind of lineup that needed that kind of RPM capability, that wants lightweight, that wants that durability, it wants to throw the horsepower down, and the T56 is a huge option, but you know, there's a lot of guys, I think, that are going to gravitate to the 5-speed version, right? They don't need the double overdrive, right? They got overdrive.
Oh, my God.
Right? They got power. Yeah, they got RPM. Man. They got they got everything they want right there, you know?
Kevin, I got a Magnum in my Vette. You know my Vette's 1,200 horsepower at the rear tire. It's got a Magnum in it. And this is no joke. When I did the Colorado Mile and went over 200, I never got out of fifth gear. I'm still in fifth gear doing 208, 209. I'm like, well, when I get to 212, I'll put it in sixth. Right. So, I mean, it's like, wow, you know, when you're ripping on it like that, you're right. You really don't need a double overdrive. And here's a way that we can have all of that luxury and have, you know, the ability to snatch up, 200 miles an hour if you want, in fifth gear. So it really is, it's a blessing for everybody in the hot rod muscle car era cars that love those builds, that want, you know, all the love that you can find in a manual, and have been longing for something they didn't have to beat up their tunnel or, you know, get a bunch of work done in order to fit it. You could actually do this upgrade in a weekend and be out the door on Monday with a whole new feel to your ride.
Yeah, and if you're doing, you're doing mile runs or top speeds, yeah, maybe you want some extra gears or whatever, but think about when you're on a track. On a track day, man, you're maybe third, fourth, right, all day long, third, fourth,
right, all day.
You know, like, all you got. Yeah. Why do you need 5-6? You know, you got a 5. So I'm telling you, I think this is the sweet spot that we've been needing for a really long time. Now we've got a dual arsenal between the 5 and the 6-speed, you know?
And what people don't realize is they make everything you need. A lot of people are real sort of, just anal retentive about where that shifter location is going to be. Well, here they give you several options. So it's not too far forward, which is kind of uncomfortable when you're riding and grabbing gears, right? It's not too far backwards, so you're running into contact with, anything around the seat or legs or anything like that. But you have different options to place that shifter and different mounting configurations. You got different gearing options. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, if I recall right, you gave options for speedo pickups, both electric and mechanical, right?
You could, that's right.
You could figure out how to get your old mechanical speedo to
that's
work,
right?
Which is, how badass is that?
So when can this thing be on the market? Like, when can somebody buy it? When can they put the order in? How fast?
The day it's announced on your show. So on November 8th is the day that the order board's open.
My man. My man.
You guys have the exclusivity. You are making the announcement.
That's badass. So people go order this thing when the show airs. That's big news. And we got more for you in just a minute. So let's take a break. We'll come back. Mike Kidd, Trimic Transmissions, my man Kevin Bird, and Willie B. It is the Two Guys Garage Podcast, back after the break. It's the Two Guys Garage Podcast. He is Kevin Bird. I am Willie B. We have Mike Kidd from Trimic Transmission on with a big announcement. You guys got to go grab this new 5-speed. It's available now when the show airs. We debuted it on our show. And I got to tell you, man, as often on the show as I licked that thing, they would not let me take it home. I was somewhat bummed about that. Mike, I was really upset. I licked that thing 5, 7, 8, 9 times, man. I was like,
they just kept spraying it down with hand sanitizer. It got kind of yuckier each time you licked it, Like,
right. What's Willie doing?
I'm surprised you sent it back to me. I'm really surprised.
I'm surprised you got it back.
Right.
So, Mike, you guys got to be proud. Knowing everything that Chimic has brought to the table over the years, this is something that I feel real confident is going to explode in the market. I feel like there's a real huge market for this particular piece. How do you guys feel about that, and what's your expectation with this release?
Yeah, we're real excited about it. I mean, it's the first time that Tremec has actually taken and developed a transmission specifically for the aftermarket. You know, everything we've sold in the aftermarket has always been a variation of an OE transmission, right? So the Magnum was the TR6060 with multiple shifter locations. The TKO was a 3550 that was the old top loader that we sold in truck transmissions years ago. The T5, I mean, we've sold that for forever, it seems like, right? But this is the first time we've actually developed a transmission specifically for the aftermarket with multiple shifter locations capable of that 8,000 RPMs and those shifts at the higher RPMs.
And that makes such a big impact, such a difference. You know, when you can grab a gear at 8,000 RPM, you got car's tongue hanging out. You're coming out of a, you know, some sort of off camber turn, man. You got wheels up. You got nothing but a mile straightaway on your road course, or, you know, an on ramp staring you in the face, and you're like, oh, I'm throttling this bitch now. And you start grabbing gears, especially at those high RPMs, man. God, you get that thing singing. Oh, it's just love, man. It puts a smile on any man's face. I dare a man not smile when I hear it go through something like that.
Well, you know, Kevin touched on it earlier when he said, you know, being able to put this behind that new modern motor, right? I mean, everything that we've done, most of these guys, when we've developed the TKO and put that out there, guys were using that just so that they could power those older muscle cars with those old pushrod motors. But we all know that everybody's taking it to the next level, right? They're going into those new modular motors, and they want to drop a Coyote motor in something. They want to drop that LS engine in something. This is the perfect transmission for that.
This is the one to do it, man. And I'm feeling double special because, first of all, they built the transmission just for us. I mean, us, the aftermarket. But I'm going to be that guy right now. I'm going to be the guy that they designed this transmission for. Yeah. And then we get to be the ones debuting it to the world, not only on the TV show, but right here on the podcast, man. So this is a special day for me. I don't care whatever happens the rest of the day, man.
I can't wait to get mine in the mail, Mike. Can't wait to get mine in the mail. Yeah.
Stuff it in a manila envelope.
Let's talk about getting one showing up in the mail. How much? Because I thought when we talked about this last time and we said we're going to do this, I feel like the price is real affordable, not near as much as what people may think for something like this. So what's the price at for these things going online?
Yeah, so I mean, we set the price to the market at $27.95 for the transmission.
Wow. Yeah, that's doable,
brand
man.
New. All things in.
And it comes with that shifter that's located on the rear that's reversible, that you can get from the farthest rear shift position to the next one forward, which is about a 3-inch difference. And then it comes, like you said earlier, with the mechanical and electronic speedometer option. They're both in the box already.
Yeah, and you know, with all the aftermarket for bell housings and clutches and everything else, you can stick it behind anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Anything. And we talked about, obviously, the big ones, right? The LS and the Coyote and the Hemi. But you name it. Just throw it out there. If you've got something, there's probably, you know, a driveline company out there that's got a bell housing conversion clutch setup for it, and giddy up. And with the multiple shift locations, you know, you can put it right where you want it in your vehicle. So I think I'm going to move the needle personally on sales of this transmission, because it's going to be in my life for a very long time, and I'm going to have multiple applications for this thing. No
hey,
doubt.
Mike, can you do a buy two, get one free option on the site, you know?
That's what I'm talking.
Yeah, man. Make it like a can of Flex Seal, boss. Like, you know, you buy two of these and you get one free.
You want Kevin to buy one and you get the free one? Is that how that works?
No, I'll buy another one just as long as I get the free one.
There you go.
Hey, what are we talking torque levels on this thing? 600-700 pounds? Would it handle it?
Yeah, 600 foot-pounds of torque. Okay. You know, we've taken this transmission and we've tested it the same as we do our OE transmissions. That means that it has to survive a 10-year, 150,000-mile load life test, right? It has to meet that durability.
Yeah, and you know when they say the what's your Magnum at? Is it 7? Is that what you rate the Magnum at?
700 foot-pounds.
Yeah, so these are OE ratings. And not to, you know, step on, you know, Trimic claims, but, you know, there's a lot of us out there making more than 700 horsepower on a T56. I'm just saying, right? So, you know, not that you want to go out and then just smash this thing to bits with something crazy, but, you know, an OE 600 foot-pound TKX, I'm thinking that sucker's going to kind of just do what you need, man.
It's going to bite, man. It's going to bite.
Well, I think there's two major applications, right? So a lot of guys that are running old, you know, 4-speeds and stuff that just need more gears. This is a life changer in how you use your vehicle, right? You're not out on cruises and, you know, going from A to B and your RPMs are just screaming and it's just mad at you and you're feeling some kind of guilt, like you're hurting your engine.
Beating your baby up.
Yeah, all your friends are just taking off. You know, so getting that overdrive. So that in itself, I think, is a huge market. And then there's a lot of applications where, you know, we just keep making more power, but, you know, the transmission behind whatever you have just might not cut it. Like, for example, I'm running my little track day Miata. It's got an Ecotec swap in it. So it's making a good bit more power than the factory Miata engine, you know, makes this little light car pretty darn quick on the track. But, you know, it wants to eat these Miata transmissions, right? So with a little bit of work, you know, for me, putting in something like this, you know, dude, that'd be a perfect upgrade to where, you know, you're not having to rebuild, you know, a stock Miata transmission every season or two, you know, two every season or three or whatever. So I think there's a lot of applications where people are just making more power and, you know, to do the mods required to put in something like that that has that robustness that's like track capable, cruise capable, cross country, you know.
I just think it's cute you have a Miata that you race.
Yeah, it ain't the only pony in the stable.
Oh, I know, bro. I can't wait for your next one. But again, like you said, man, this is one of those ideal transmissions and setups where people, if they're doing a little road course action, if they got a badass hot rod, you know, like me, I got that, you know, that Trans Am and that Z28 I'm working on building now. I just acquired a 72, like we were talking about at the beginning of this, a 72 real 4-speed Z28, which is a real rare car. That's something where you could keep the original motor and transmission, you know, dialed up, rebuild it, have it all fresh there. But hell, you could do an LS swap in that, put this behind it, and be rolling for days, you know, and still have all the original OE stuff right there for the enthusiast that wanted that.
Yeah. So, Mike, for people who have never bought a new transmission before, what do you recommend for them as far as dealers and dealer networks to go out if they're interested to get more information, to plunk down on one? What's the best way to access these things?
Well, the best thing to do is to go to Tremec.com, right? I mean, we have our distributor locator there. They can click on that locator and find, you know, we have 13 elite distributors, which are the guys we sell direct to. And then off of them, there is probably a couple hundred resellers. My recommendation is to go right direct to one of our elites.
Perfect. Sounds like we got plenty. We have zero excuses for getting our hands on one.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, man. I'm definitely a buyer at that price and definitely looking forward to grabbing some gears. I love the fact that you guys are offering these manual transmissions. To be honest, man, there's memes out there. There's ways, you know, you want a good security system on your car, have a third pedal in it because nobody knows how to drive a manual anymore. It's just, you know, our heroes of the clutch that keep it alive. And I feel like a product like this is going to wake a lot of people up to how much fun it is to drive a, you know, a real manual feeling transmission in an old school application, hot rod, or something you want to go have some fun on a track at. So this is definitely going to wake up the industry a little bit, and I'm glad you guys are bringing it to the table.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, I got a new favorite, Mike. I appreciate it. This is super cool. Now, where can people find some more scoops? You mentioned your website. Is there all the TKX stuff up there? Do they need to go through kind of the dealer network to find all the ins and outs and details?
No, so everything will be up on the Tremec website. We, you know, we have the Tremec blog as well. We have a Tremec TV YouTube channel, so there'll be some videos that'll be uploaded up on that as well. Everything's out there for them to see.
There you go, man.
And of course, you know, you have, we have our customer service line, our 800 number, right? 800-401-9866.
All right, I'm on there now, man. Fantastic. I swear, there needs to be a Two Guys Garage code, because I'm going to order one of those like by the time we get off this freaking podcast. And speaking of, make sure you check out our TV show. It airs weekends on the Motor Trend Network. Check your local listings. It's also now streaming on Motor Trend On Demand, which is a great resource to find us. Thanks to our guest, Mike Kidd. I love the fact, I don't know if you guys heard it. I think I heard in there, Bird, maybe you could correct me, but I heard, I thought we were both getting one in the mail. I'm not sure. Maybe
it, it was that two for one or the two, you know, it, two
yeah,
get one
something
free.
Like that.
Or,
right, yes. And thanks to our producer, Scooper, executive producer, Bob Ecker.
And don't forget to check out our website, too, twoguysgarage.com. Share your thoughts with us. We're on social. We're everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Two Guys Garage. The Two Guys Garage podcast is a copyright 2020 Britain Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved.
Seriously, though, man, I'm going to get one of those. Not to have to do any tunnel work, not to have to do any hammer work, beating on your car. Just slap it behind your engine. Throw the shifter up through the floor, man. Grab the gears, hook up the drive shaft, man. Your clutch, and off to the store, man. Just burp, grabbing gears.
There's not a competitor anywhere close. Yeah, they just filled the gap. It's closed. There's no more discussion. We have everything we need from transmissions.
There you go.
Now, all we need is some magical in the future, man. We'll somehow be maybe working these DCTs into our life. But for now.
Right.
For now, I got a 5 and I got a 6, and I can row gears all day long, baby, so I'm a happy camper.
Trimic.com, you guys. Trimic.com. Find yours, grab yours, and grab them gears. We'll see you on the next Two Guys Garage podcast.
Take care, guys.
Two Guys Garage podcast is a production of Britain Productions. For more episodes, visit iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.